各位弟兄姊妹，大家早安。
Good morning to all fellow brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主，保护我们一个礼拜平安过去。
We thank the Lord for His protection for the past week.
也感谢他让我们有机会健康的身体来参加安息日的聚会。
And we also thank God for giving us good health to be able to gather here together to worship Him.
今天早上，我当有用认识当今的世代这个题目跟大家互相勉励。
And this morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is interpreting the times of this generation.
我有写了一篇这个讲稿请各位做参考。
So I have given each of you a handout for your perusal.
我们先请看路加福音十二章。
First of all, please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 12.
路加福音十二章五十四节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 54, 56.
路加福音十二章五十四节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 54.
耶稣又对众人说：“你们看见西边起了云彩，就说要下一阵雨，果然就有；起了南风，就说将要燥热，也就有了。”五十六节。
Verse 56.
假冒为善的人呐，你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这个时候呢？好，这段话是主耶稣对当时的人所谈的一段话。
This is one of the discourse that Jesus gave to the people.
耶稣说：“你们看到西边有云彩。”
Here our Lord Jesus said, "You see a cloud rising in the west."
你们就判断。一定会下雨。
And then you say it's going to rain.
当起了南风的时候。
And when the south wind blows.
你们也就知道将要天气很热。
You know that it's going to be hot.
那果然按照你们所猜测的猜中了。
And they all come true.
那主耶稣紧接着就说了。
And then Jesus continued.
说你们知道分辨天地的气色。
And he told them that you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky.
为什么不知道分辨这个时候呢？
How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time?
这个时候也可以说这个时代。
And this present time refers to this present generation.
我们对天气都很敏感。
As we all know, we are quite familiar with the weather forecast.
我们看天地的气色就知道要寒冷，又是要燥热。
When we look at the sky, we know if the weather is going to be hot or cold.
是晴天或者要下雨。
If it's going to be a sunny day or a rainy day.
但是我们对这个世代却不敏感。
However, we do not know how to interpret this present time.
尽管这个世代很多的变化，
because we know that this generation is undergoing many changes，
但是很多信徒对这个世代还是很不敏感。
Unfortunately, many Christians they do not know how to interpret the present time.
所以主耶稣才会说，你们很会观察天地的颜色。
That is why our Lord Jesus said, "You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky."
那为什么不会洞察这个世代呢？
Yet you don't know how to interpret this present generation.
一个人对这个世代如果很敏感，
If we are very sensitive to the changes that's going on in these times,
那么他会调整他信仰的脚步。
They will know how to adapt their spiritual life to the particular generation, to that particular generation.
他也会调整对人的态度。
And they will also learn to adapt and how to deal with the people's attitude.
因为这个时代已经不同了。
Because we know that this present time is undergoing various changes.
他会更警醒。
And they, in turn, will become more cautious.
假如对这个世代一点都不敏感，
If a Christian is, doesn't care about what's going on around him or her,
那他可能就是得过且过。
And then this person will not be able to survive.
很可能他就迷迷糊糊地过这一辈子。
And he will therefore lead a very careless and reckless life.
所以就这个问题，个人呢，有几个看法，跟大家互相来参考。
So I'd like to share with you some of the points this morning.
到底我们这个世代是怎么样一个世代呢？
And I'd like to share with you what kind of a generation we are currently living in.
首先呢，主耶稣说，这是一个不信的世代。
And first of all, Jesus said this is an unbelieving generation.
请看马可福音第九章十九节。
Please refer to the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 19.
马可福音第九章十九节。
Mark, chapter 9, verse 19.
耶稣说，哎，不信的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。主耶稣叹息说，这个是一个不信的世代。
Jesus here sighed that this is indeed an unbelieving generation.
所以主耶稣说，我要忍耐你们到几时啊？
So Lord Jesus said, how long shall I have to put up with all of you?
既然不信，
since you are all unbelieving,
为什么你们又到我这边来呢？
Then why do you still want to come before me here?
你们带了病人到我面前来，
you have brought the sick before me,
又不相信我，
but yet you are still unbelieving toward me.
我要忍耐你们到几时呢？
So how long shall I put up with you?
这个是一个不信的世代。
This is indeed an unbelieving generation.
不但是人与人之间不信任，
Not only between man to man, we have lost this trust.
有时候很奇怪，连自己都不相信。
But sometimes we even do not trust our own instincts.
自己都不信自己。
We have we are not able to accept ourselves for who we are.
亲密的朋友，亲密的家人也不信任。
Even our close friends and relatives, we have lost this, this trust.
那对那个遥远的看不见的神更不用说了。
And what more toward this, unseen, invisible God?
所以主耶稣才会说，这是一个不信的世代。
That is why Jesus called us an unbelieving generation.
最近呢，看到一个刊物。
Recently, I just read an article.
叫《基督教半月刊》。
That the publications of the Christians.
他说他在问卷调查1000名的美国教会领袖。
And they did a survey of the leaders of the past 1,000 years in the states.
调查的结果。
And this is the result of their survey.
有31%的人不相信将来的审判。
31 of those surveyed do not believe the coming judgment.
不相信圣经。
And they do not believe the Bible.
不相信天国。
And they do not believe the existence of the heaven.
当然就不相信地狱。
And of course, with that, they do not believe the existence of hell.
还有36%的人不相信耶稣基督的神性。
And 36% does not agree with the divine nature of Jesus.
62% 的人不相信神迹。
And 62% does not believe in the miracles performed by Jesus.
看到这份调查报告。
And once I've read this survey,
更是印证了主耶稣这一句话。
This really confirm and validate this word spoken by Lord Jesus.
这是一个不信的时代。
That indeed we are living in this unbelieving times.
首先我们发现呢，这个世代有不少的人是无神论。
Because we know that there are many of us, of the people in the world who are atheists.
他们不相信有神。
They do not believe in the existence of God.
请看诗篇十四篇第一节。
Please refer to the book of Psalms, chapter 14, verse 1.
诗篇十四篇第一节。
Psalms, chapter 14, verse 1.
愚顽人说，心里说没有神。这里说愚笨的人从内心里面说没有神。
Here it says the fool said from the bottom of his heart that there is no God.
有一些人呢、啊，自认为是现代人。
Some people said they are a person of the times.
所以他们流行无神论。
So they think that it's an in thing to be an atheist.
他们认为什么都不相信。
Because they do not believe in anything.
我什么神都不信。
I do not have any gods.
我只有信我自己。
I only believe in myself.
他以为无神论是很现代化。
Because he thought that being an atheist is the in thing.
他以为无神论是一个很进步的思想。
And he thought this is a very progressive thought to being an atheist.
其实啊，错了。
However, this is he is wrong.
不是无神论就很现代化。
Being an atheist is not an in thing to be.
共产国家。很多是无神论的。
Because we know that there are many agnostics and atheists in the communist or socialist countries.
那现代问题是连基督徒也无神论，那才奇怪。
But what is more amazing is that some Christians are deny even the existence of God.
不信耶稣的人无神论啊，没有什么奇怪。
If you are an atheist and you do not believe in Jesus, that's acceptable.
奇怪的是。基督徒竟然也不相信神。
But yet some Christians even do not believe the existence of God.
那么他相信什么呢？
So what do they believe?
五年前呢，我第一次到苏联去。
Five years ago, I went to Russia for the very first time.
在莫斯科有我们的教会。
Because we have a True Jesus Church in Moscow.
在那边住了两个礼拜。
And I was there for 2 weeks.
后来他们带我到列宁格勒大学去访问一位姐妹。
And then when I was there, they took me to the Leningrad University to visit our sister.
因为这位姐妹已经受洗了。
Since she was already baptized.
也得圣灵了。
And she also received the Holy Spirit.
但是好久都不到教会来。
However, she has not attended service for many, many years.
我们去学校找他。
So when we went to the campus,
看到了，大家都很高兴。
So we were all very happy to see her.
谈话当中，我问这位姐妹。
And during the conversation, I asked her.
我说姐妹，你从哪里来的
？I asked sister, where do you hail from?
她说我从北京来的。
And she told me that she is from Beijing.
我说你来这里多久了
？And I asked her, how long have you been here?
她说两年了。
And she told me that she's been here for 2 years.
我说你受洗多久了
？And then I asked her, how long have you already been baptized?
她说一年多了。
And then she said, over 1 year.
我说你最近功课很忙。
And I asked her if her workload is heavy.
所以你不能到教会来。
That may be the reason why she's not able to find time to work, to come for services.
是不是这样子呢
？If that is indeed the case.
她说。不竟然是
But then she told me that was not the main reason.
当然功课也忙。
Of course, she's very busy.
但是不至于啊，忙到一年都不去教会。
But that will not stop her from coming to church for over a year now.
我问她那什么原因呢
？And then I asked her what is the main reason.
她说我对信仰啊没有兴趣。
And then she said that she has already lost all interest in any kinds of religion.
我现在还在怀疑啊，到底有没有神
？She's still in a doubting phase whether there indeed is an existence of God.
我说你不是受洗的吗
？But then I asked her, have you not already baptized?
她说是啊，你们的传道叫我受洗的。
She says yes, because your preacher persuaded me to.
我说你不是受圣灵吗
？And then I asked her again, have you already not received the Holy Spirit?
他说：“对啊，就是去教堂那一天得圣灵。”
Yes, I received the Holy Spirit when I first came into the church.
也就是因为得圣灵，所以你们的传道叫我要受洗。
Because I received the Holy Spirit, that is why the preacher then asked me to baptize.
他说：“你们的传道。”
And then she even said that your preacher.
他已经把我跟他分开了。
She has already distanced herself from me.
是你们的，不是我的。
That.He is your preacher, and he's not my preacher.
他说我现在圣灵已经不在了。
But she told me that she has already lost her Holy Spirit.
他又说从小到现在。
And then she recalled her childhood.
我被教育没有无神论的。
She said In China, she received an education
一直到现在,
that denied the existence of God. Even until this point, I still have this doubt about God.
她是真耶稣教的信徒。
No doubt, she is a member of True Jesus Church.
她已经受圣灵。
She has also received the Holy Spirit
她也受洗了。
before, and she has also been baptized
可是她怀疑神。
before. But yet, she still carried this doubt in her.
所以我觉得今天呢, 很多的年轻人呢, 已经渐渐被这种思潮啊, 洗脑了。
So I realize that especially among the youth, there's this trend of being there, having their brain being washed.
有些人是信仰上的无神论。
Some people, even though they have, they are Christian, but yet they still deny the existence of God.
有些人是思想上的无神论。
But some people, they deny God in their mind.
有些人是行为上的无神论。
But some people, they deny the existence of God by their behavior or attitude.
所以刚刚我们读的14章的第一节下面就谈到行恶的事了。
So if we read Psalms chapter 14, the latter part of verse 1, it says, they are corrupt.
这种人呢, 一天到晚在行恶。
All day long, they are always doing evil things.
他们恐怕良心自责。
They may have the conscience prick.
所以一面行恶,一面说没有神。
So what they do is, in order to make themselves feel good, they said, there is no God.
如果有神,他不敢这么大胆。
Because if they know the existence of God, they will not dare to do evil or corrupt.
他就是认定没有神,所以我行恶,没有恶报。
But because they are convicted in the heart that there is no God, so they find that there is no accountability.
他放胆地去作恶。
They are bold enough to do corruptible things.
因为没有神就没有审判。
Because when there is no God, then there is no judgment.
那么我现在能行恶，为什么不作恶呢？
So if I have this opportunity to do bad, to do evil, then why not do it?
记得苏联的太空人呐。 第一次上太空。
So we remember the first astronauts or cosmonauts, Russian cosmonauts who went to space.
登上月球。
And we know that they went to the moon.
当靠近月球的时候。
And when they are approaching the moon.
那两个太空人呢, 拿着望远镜, 一直看。
The two Russian cosmonauts took out their binoculars and looked out of the spaceship.
然后嘴巴里面呢, 讲一句话。
And this is what they have to say.
没有神。
That there is indeed is no God.
他一面用望远镜看，一面说神在哪里呀？神在哪里呀？
And then the more they look, they said, "Where is God? Where is God?"
那个漫画画出来了。And
this is depicted in a cartoon.
他在太空的地方否认神。They
even went to the point of denying God in the space.
意思就是说我这么靠近月球了。 来到这么远的地方了，还是没有看到神。
What they are trying to say is that I'm so near to the moon, and yet they still could not see God.
隔一天呢, 有一个美国的布道家, 他也画了一张漫画。
And the next day, an American evangelist wrote a cartoon.
那个漫画是一个半圆的地球。
And this cartoon, he drew a round world.
刚好是显出北极苏联的国土。
And then he drew in the earth, the North Pole and Russia.
漫画的中心刚好是克里姆林宫。
And the central theme of this cartoon depicts the Kremlin.
有一条蚯蚓啊, 从那个克里姆林宫伸出一个头。
And this, there's this a caterpillar that stuck its head out from this Kremlin.
这条蚯蚓呢, 转了一转, 头转了一转。
And the caterpillar turned its head round and round.
讲了一句话。
And spoke this word.
当时苏联的总理叫赫鲁雪夫。
And at that time, the president of the Russia is Khrushchev.
这条蚯蚓呢, 转一转说, 没有赫鲁雪夫，没有赫鲁雪夫，赫鲁雪夫在哪里呢？
And then this caterpillar said, "Where's Khrushchev? Where's Khrushchev?"
哎，我曾经把这两个漫画对在一起。
Once I tried to compare these two cartoons.
这个太空人说神在哪里呀？
One the contrast is that one cartoon said, "Where is God?"
这一条蚯蚓 在克里姆林宫说赫鲁雪夫在哪里呀、啊、
And another cartoon depict the caterpillar saying in the Kremlin palace, where is Khrushchev?
难道没有赫鲁雪夫吗？
Is there indeed no Khrushchev?
是他看不见。
It is because this caterpillar can't see
难道没有神吗？
So is that really true that there is no God?
是他不知道。
It is because they don't know.
神永远存在。
Because we know that God is immortal.
这个世界存在的一天，这个地球存在的一天，
And the existence of the world one day will
就要证明创造地球的神的存在。
Will one day prove the existence of God?
看到这么多的宇宙万物，
We can see all this creation in this universe.
没有一个人呢可以否认神。
No one can indeed deny the existence of God.
所以尽管别人在否认神，
But yet today we can still see people who are denying the existence of God. 我们基督徒
啊，绝对不可否认神。
So we as Christians, we must never, never deny the existence of God.
请看罗马书第一章十九节。
Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 19.
罗马书第一章十九节。
Romans, chapter 1, verse 19.
神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。二十节。
Verse 20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽然是眼睛不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。这两节圣经呢，用两个角度在证明神的存在。
These verses spoke the existence, tell about the existence of God from two directions.
十九节在说神的事情是显明在人的心里。
It says here that what is known about God is plain to them.
就是说人的本性证明有神。
Because man's nature convict man of God's existence.
好像我们在马路上走路的时候，
Just like when we are walking on the street.
突然看到有一个很熟的人，
If we met with a person who's very familiar to us,
我们就呼叫他，哎，张先生。
We will right away addressed him.
结果他转过来，
And if this friend of us turned around,
叫错了，他不是张先生。
And if this person is not a Mr. Chang.
是不是没有张先生呢？
Does that prove that there is no existence of this?
有一位张先生，
不过
我现在认错了。
Mr. Chang, but at that particular point, you mistook him for one.
虽然有些人拜错了神，
So even though we may worship the wrong God,
是他拜错了。
It is because they make the wrong choice.
不是没有神，
But that does not tell you that there is no God.
那二十节又说，借着他所造的物就可以知道。
And in verse 20, it says that we can know God from His creation.
所以我们的心以及天地万物证明有神的存在。
In our hearts and in God's creation will determine His existence.
所以我们不但不可以否认神。
This tells us that we must never deny the existence of God.
我们还要进一步的相信这一位造物主。
But not only that, we have to go one step forward to believe in this great creator.
我们不要拜偶像。
Do not worship idols.
因为偶像不是神。
Because idols is not God.
偶像是人造的。
Idol is man-made.
神是造物的主。
And God is our creator.
所以不但不可以否认神。
Not only we must not deny God.
我们还要相信这一位创造宇宙万物的真神。
We must also believe this God who is the creator of heaven and earth.
另外呀，一个很可笑的事就是不信耶稣。
One the more humorous thing is for people who do not believe in God.
信耶稣的人不信耶稣。
They call themselves Christians, but they do not believe in God.
我说的不信耶稣就是不相信耶稣的神性。
What I meant by this is that they, even though they believe in God, they do not believe in the divine nature of Jesus.
请看约翰二书第七节。
Please turn to 2 John verse 7.
约翰二书第七节。
2 John verse 7.
因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他 他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。那迷惑人的已经出来了。
We know that the deceiver is already among us.
就是反对基督的。
And they are the people who are antichrist.
这些人呢，不认识，不相信耶稣基督是成着肉身来的。
They do not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh.
有些人信耶稣，他是相信耶稣是历史人物。
Some people believe in Jesus as a historical figure.
他认为耶稣基督是圣人。
They only know Jesus Christ as a saint.
是一位伟大的人物。
That he is a great person.
他们不相信耶稣是神。
But yet they do not believe that Jesus is God.
我们要知道，主耶稣不但是神。
But we must have this in mind that Jesus is not only God.
他还是人。
He is both man and God.
他是真人，也是真神。
He is a true man and true God.
这两样我们都要相信。
So we must know this dual characteristics of Jesus.
现在请看罗马书第九章第五节。
Please next turn to the book of Romans chapter 9.
罗马书九章第五节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 5.
这里谈到基督的两性。
So here we can see the dual intrinsic nature of Jesus.
说列祖就是他们的祖宗，按着肉体说，基督是从他们出来的，他是在万有之上，永远可称颂的神。阿们。这里谈到基督的两性。
Here tells about the two intrinsic nature of our Lord Jesus.
按肉体说。
Fleshly, physically speaking,
耶稣基督是犹太人。
Jesus is a Jew.
他们的祖先也是亚伯拉罕。
And his ancestor is Abraham too.
可是保罗说他在万有之上。
However, God said, Paul said he is a God over all.
是那一位永远可称颂的神。
That he is a God that can always be eternally and foreverly praised.
刚刚我说那一份问卷调查。那个基督教的领袖当中啊，一千个领袖当中，36% 的人呢、啊、不相信耶稣的神性。
Back to the survey again, the 1,000 Christians that they studied, 36% deny the existence of Jesus.
我们教会、啊
does not believe in Jesus.
我们教会没有做过调查。
Our church, we have never done any form of a survey.
有时候我在怀疑、啊、
And then sometimes I have this thought.
如果真的用问卷调查。
And if I were to ask you to fill out a questionnaire.
到底我们的弟兄姊妹啊，有多少人否认耶稣的神性？
How many of us among here will deny the divinity of Jesus?
他相信耶稣是人。
He may believe the man nature of Jesus.
不能接受耶稣是神。
And this person may not believe the divine nature of Jesus.
他把耶稣当作一位伟人来敬拜。
He only treated Jesus as a great person to be worshipped.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But yet the Bible tells us.
耶稣不但是人。
That Jesus is not only man.
他也是神。
He is also God.
所以罗马书第一章第四节才会说他是神的儿子。
So that is why in the book of Romans, chapter 4, it says, He is the Son of God.
他是用复活来证明他是神的儿子。
And this is proved by His resurrection.
耶稣基督他是一位历史人物。
It is true that Jesus is a historical figure.
他曾经为我们的罪死在十字架上。
That He has ever died for our sins on the cross.
可是第三天他复活了。
But we know that after 3 days, he resurrected.
用这个复活的大能来证明他是神的儿子。
By this power of the resurrection, he is able to prove that he is God.
神的儿子就是神。
The meaning of Son of God is God.
好像人的儿子是人。
That is, the Son of Man is man.
神的儿子当然是神。
So the Son of God refers to God.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹啊，一定要相信主耶稣不但是真人，他也是真神。
So I sincerely hope that we have this conviction in our hearts that Jesus is true man and also true God.
还有人不信神迹。
And some people do not believe in miracles.
这个不信神迹的比例在那一份 调查里面呢，占了62%。
And in the survey, 62% of those questioned do not believe in miracles.
他们是基督教的领袖。
We can see that they are the leaders of the church.
教会的领导者。
And they are prominent Christians.
那教会的领导者竟然有60%的人呢，不相信神迹。
But yet, 62% do not believe in miracles.
所以这个比例是非常惊人的。
So this survey took everyone by surprise.
这些教会的领导者对每一个神迹奇事都有他们自己的解释法。
Because all these prominent Christians, they have their own way of interpreting miracles.
比如说五个饼两条鱼给5000人吃饱。
For example, the miracle of the 5 bread and 2 fish that fed 5,000 people.
这个他们不相信。
They do not believe in this miracle.
他们说是婴孩那个儿童先奉献的。
What they believe is that that little boy first offer what he has.
其他的人被感动，通通拿出来了。
And then the rest comes from the people.
然后5000人吃饱，他们都没有吃的了。
What the Bible said is that the people were hungry.
然后这位童子献上5个饼2条鱼。
And then this little boy came up and gave his 5 bread and 2 fish.
主耶稣在众人面前祷告，擘饼。
And what the Bible said that Jesus, on taking these,
然后一个一个分给他们。
And Jesus gave.These to the people.
这些不信的人呢、啊，对神迹都有一套的说法。
So we know these people who do not believe in miracles, they come from another school of thought.
既然呢、啊，这是一个不信的时代。
So indeed, we are living in an unbelieving generation.
我们该怎么办呢
？So what shall we do?
所以圣经说，我们要坚持起初的信心。
And the Bible has this exhortation.For us to hold firmly the confidence we had at first.
请看希伯来书第3章14节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
希伯来书3章14节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。作者啊，要我们把起初的信心坚持到底。
Here, the author encourages to always hold firmly the confidence we had at first.
那么我们在基督里就有份了。
Then only then we will have a part, a share in Christ.
起初的信心比较单纯。
Because we know that our first faith,
起初的信心很刚强。
Is very strong and pure.
可是慢慢慢慢，这个起初的信心呢会改变。
But we know that slowly our first faith will always.
当初我们是怎么样来认识耶稣的
？Let us ask ourselves, how was the first time when we
我们是怎么样信耶稣的
？How do we come to believe in Christ?
这种很纯正的信心呢，要坚持到底。
So we have to learn to go back and establish this pure faith, this initial faith.
那么任何环境都改变不了我们。
That our circumstances, no matter how bad, will not be able to change this faith.
约翰福音第六章里面记载12个门徒的事
records the incident of Jesus' 12 disciples.
讲到他的肉，他的血可以吃。
And Jesus mentioned to them about his flesh and his blood that can be eaten.
听不下去了。
But some people, they could not accept this.
就一个一个溜了。
And then people, they start to leave.
到最后，主耶稣问12个门徒。
And at the end, Jesus asked them,
你们也要离开吗
do you also want to leave?
彼得说
But Peter said,
主啊，你有永生之道。
Peter said, you have the way to eternal life.
我们还要归从谁呢
Who shall we follow but you?
彼得有这种起初的信心。
Because we know Peter still had this first faith.
所以尽管大家都离开了。
So even though the others had already left,
他还是坚持到底。
But Peter still hold on to the very end.
所以当初我们怎么样信耶稣的
？So let us ask ourselves, how was the first time when
那种天真啊、活泼的啊、真实的信心要坚持到底。
We have to learn to establish the zeal and the zealousness we have in the beginning.
那么我们才不会落入一个不信的时代。
Only then we will not fell into this to unbelief.
才能够战胜这个不幸的时代。
Only then can we overcome and transcend over this unbelieving generation.
现在我们看第二段。
Let's skip to part two.
说这是个邪恶淫乱的时代。
This is an adulterous and sinful generation.
请看马可福音第八章三十八节。
Please turn to the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 38.
第八章三十八节。
Mark, chapter 8, verse 38.
凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里面，同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那个人当作可耻的。主耶稣说啊，这是一个淫乱罪恶的时代。
Jesus here said that this is an adulterous and sinful generation.
很多老人家说啊，现在已经天地伟了。
Many seniors they'll say that this is coming to the end.
他说啊，现在的人呢、啊，跟以前人大不相同。
They can see that the people in the early days are different from the
present time. 不但外表的装扮不相同。
Not only in the fashion,
所想所做的也大不相同。
The thoughts and ideas are also very different.
所以好像是相反的一个时代。
It is likened to living in a completely different era.
但是时代是一个淫乱罪恶的时代，主耶稣讲了两次。
Jesus spoke twice about this being an adulterous and sinful generation.
那么现在呢，又比以前更淫乱。更邪恶。
But we now know that this generation that we're living in is even worse.
所以啊，保罗在提摩太后书三章里面说，这是一个危险的日子。
So that is why Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 5 that we are living in perilous times.
保罗所说的危险的日子是罪恶。
What Paul meant by perilous times is in living in sin.
那里面呢，包括贪财。
And it includes greed.
不孝敬父母。
Disobedient to their parents,
淫乱
and abusive, both
伤害人
and proud and abusive.
这些危险的日子充斥着现代
and we know that perilous times is in this generation.
那主耶稣强调的是淫乱
but what Jesus emphasized here is
然后又说罪恶
and then he said again.Sinful.
淫乱也是罪恶。
Because we know adultery is part of sin.
所以中国人说啊，万恶淫为首。
So we know that in the Chinese proverb, adultery and sin is lumped together.
这是一个淫乱的时代。
This is indeed an adulterous generation.
啊，好像电脑啊，这个网络的援交。
Just like this internet specialist.
现在啊，很多年轻人呐、很流行一夜情。
A lot of people who are interested in internet, they get into the cyberspace dating.
一夜情。
Oh, they like to spend time in the computer with the internet.
只要我高兴，有什么不可以呢？
They think that nothing can stop them from accessing.
一点羞耻心都没有。
They will do all the wicked things in the
internet. 婚外情很多。
And there are many predators in this cyberspace.
啊，我在台湾呢、啊，因为地方太小了。
In Taiwan, because this is a small country.
媒体啊又太多了。
And
电视台啊太多了。
There are, the country is flooded with all forms of multimedia.
打开一看。
And when you turn One of them on.
电视也好，报纸也好。
Not only the TV or TV or newspaper.
充满了罪恶。
It's all filled with sin.
以前的淫乱大概是没有媒体在报道。
The adultery during Jesus' time may not be reported in the media.
所以我们不太感觉。
So we may not be able to feel.
那现在经过媒体一再的渲染。
But however, because we have this media onslaught,
会让听见的人呢、啊、炸死。
many people who heard about this news or reports will be very shocked or surprised.
亲生父亲奸淫女儿。
And we even heard about incest.
自己的孩子奸淫母亲。
And then we heard of incest happenings in many families.
还有奸杀。
And we also heard about murders.
骇人听闻的有奸尸。
And we can see all the crimes.
非常可怕。
So this is indeed a very scary time to live.
所以啊，很多人活在这个世界说不晓得怎么办。
So some people, they are very disillusioned with this generation.
我们不但要自己啊，保守圣洁。
All the more, we must try to keep ourselves holy.
我们还要求主耶稣啊，保守我们的孩子。
We also pray to God to protect our children.
因为这个世界啊，太可怕了。
Because we are living indeed in a very scary time.
那至于其他的啊，抢劫啦，杀人啦，啊，一大堆。
Around us, many rapes and murders are happening.
小小的孩子也可以枪杀人。
Because we know that even a little kid can murder another person.
绑票。
And we know of many kidnappings.
然后婚丝。
And also other forms
of crimes. 这就是闻所未闻的。
And this took place in the they may took place in the cyber space.
有些人呢，当听就怕了，就哭了。
And many people when they heard about this reports, they get very upset.
所以主耶稣说，这是一个淫乱邪恶的时代。
That is why Jesus said we are indeed living in an adulterous generation.
现在再看看教会里面。
Let's come back and see.
如果这些罪恶发生在外面。
If these bad things happen outside the church,
我们还不觉得很可怕。
We still feel safe.
问题是现在连教会都有。
But it's a pity when it happens in the church.
记得以前呢、啊，学生灵恩会的时候。
I remember during one student spiritual convocation.
所有的学生啊，不离开教会。
At that time, all the students will remain in the
church. 规定几点钟回来就是几点钟回来。
They are very obedient to their curfew.
现在啊，有的学生跑出去了。
But yet nowadays, you can see some of these students they try to leave the church.
传道人呢找不到他。
And even the preachers could not locate them.
晚上溜出去。
They even try to sneak out in the night.
天快亮了，他又溜回来了。
And then when the day breaks, then they tiptoe into the church.
神不知，鬼不觉。
They think that nobody knows.
在厕所里面。
And in the bathroom.
也有香烟。
You can feel the smell of a cigarette.
也有吸毒馆。
And there is also people taking drugs.
让我们这些老信徒啊，听起来都害怕。
So this really, these incidents really scare the old believers.
还有，更可怕的事都发生了。
And other scary things have also happened in the church.
所以我说啊，这是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
So indeed, this is an adulterous and a sinful generation.
主耶稣再不来啊，什么恶事都做得出来。
So we know that prior to Jesus coming, there'll be greater sins committed in this world.
既然这个世代这么邪恶，
and since this world is getting so wicked,
我们要求主保守。
We must ask for God's protection.
要学习但以理。
We must learn to be like Daniel.
过着一个灵性美好的生活。
To lead a blameless and pure and upright.
好，请看但以理书第六章。
Please turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 6.
但以理书六章第三节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 3。
这里说，因为这但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督，王又想立他治理通国。但以理有美好的灵性。
So we know that Daniel is a person of exceptional qualities in his character.
他就超越其他的总长总督。
So that is, and he distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps.
啊，我觉得我们的信徒啊，弟兄姊妹，其实能力跟别人差不多。
I believe that many of us here, we are comparable to other people.
哎，我们的智慧，我们的能力不输给别人。
Our knowledge and our talent is very comparable to others.
特别是在一个公司里面的同事们。
And especially if you compare yourself in the workplace.
在这个一样的智慧，一样的能力，我们要怎么样超越同侪呢？
So when we are compatible in our knowledge and talents, so how do we exceed ourselves?
就是要有美好的灵性。
That is to have a good spiritual cultivation.
假如我们跟大家一样的能力。
If we possess the same knowledge and talents as others.
一样的学历。
And we are educated on the same level.
那我们要怎么样去超越别人？
So how do we distinguish ourselves over them?
就是美好的灵修。
That is to have a good spiritual virtues.
好像但以理。
Just like Daniel.
他有美好的灵性，所以超越别人。
Because he is an exceptional person, he was able to distinguish himself.
这是一个非常竞争的时代。
Because we know we are living in a very competitive.
既然大家都差不多，
all our knowledge and talents are compatible.
我们要求突出啊，一定要有美好的灵性。
But we must pray to God to that we are able to advance ourselves spiritually.
假如基督徒啊都有美好的灵性，就是在黑暗的世界的一盏灯。
If we are able to advance ourselves spiritually, then we can be a light in this dark world.
这样子才能够为主发光。
And only then we can shine for God.
也才能救自己。
Then only then we can save ourselves.
啊，最后我们看腓立比书第二章。
Last, please turn to Philippians.
十五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 15.
二章十五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 15.
使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。保罗啊，要我们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代，能够做无瑕疵的神的儿女。
Paul here encourages us to be blameless and pure in this crooked and depraved generation.
假如啊，我们没有同流合污的话，
if we do not stray away,
就能够在这个世代里面啊，把明光照耀出来。
Then we are able to shine like stars in this universe.
这样啊，不但是救自己，还能救别人。
And by doing that, we not only save ourselves, but we also can save others.
也能救自己，也能荣耀神。
We not only save ourselves, we can also bring glory to God.
我们要认识这是一个邪恶的时代。
So let us familiarize ourselves that we are living in this crooked generation.
所以我们大家要常常亲近神。
We must try to draw near to God.
常常聚会祷告。
To come often for services and to
pray. 这样子我们才能够不陷入最终。
Only then we will not fall into the traps of sins.
我们才能够出锐拔萃。
Only then we can come out victorious.
才能够超人一等。
So that we can be a somebody.
才能够超越同事。
That we can be better than our compatriots.
这是第二点。
This is my second point.
啊，我们下午啊再继续谈以下这三点。
And the rest of the points I'll continue in the afternoon.
啊，各位弟兄姊妹，大家午安。
Good afternoon to all brothers and sisters.
哎，我们今天下午再继续啊早上所谈的这个题目啊，认识当今的世代。
This afternoon we'd like to continue on the topic of interpreting the times.
啊，今天早上我们讲的第一点就是这个世代是一个不幸的世代。
And this morning I have spoken about the first point that this is an unbelieving generation.
也是个邪恶淫乱的世代。
It is also an evil and also adulterous age.
啊，现在我们就根据这个讲义啊，大家来看第三点，这是个多灾多难的世代。
And according to the study material C, point C that we would like to go on, which is this is a generation of full of calamities.
请看马太福音二十四章第六节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 6.
马太福音二十四章第六节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 6.
这一段话是门徒在问主耶稣，他降临以及世界的末了有什么预兆？
This is one of the questions that posted by disciples regarding what's the signs of the end of age.
然后主耶稣回答。
And Jesus replied.
那现在我们从第六节看起。
Let's read from verse 6 and on.
他说，你们要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。第七节。
Verse 7.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头啊！主耶稣这里讲到，他在临之前有一些打仗的风声。
Before Jesus come, there will be wars.
然后第七节啊，就真的打起来了，民攻打国，民国攻打国。
As you could see at verse 7, it says, Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.
然后很多地方有饥荒、地震。
And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
那第八节啊，主耶稣说，这是灾难的起头，也就是惨难的开始。
And in verse 8, Jesus said, All these are the beginning of birth pains, which is in reference to calamities.
末世灾难很多。
In the end, close to the end of the world, there will be calamities.
我们现在就是进入末期。
Now we are entering into the end of the era.
所以越来啊，灾难一定会越多。
There will be more calamities as we draw nearer to the end time.
我们再看以西结书第七章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 7.
以西结书第七章第五节。
Ezekiel chapter 7 verse 5.
第五节说，主耶和华如此说，有一灾，独有一灾，看哪、临近了。第六节。
Verse 6.
结局来了，结局来了，向你兴起，看哪、来到了。再看二十五节。
Let's skip to verse 25.
毁灭临近了，他们求平安，却无平安可得。二十六节
，verse 26，
灾害加上灾害，风声接连风声。这一段话是先知以西结在预言到有一个独有的一灾要到了。
This is a prophecy given by prophet Ezekiel regarding a disaster that have never before shall come.
那么这个独有的大灾啊，就是结局。
And this great disaster is the end of all things.
然后啊，人已经得不到平安了。
And human cannot have any peace.
我们再读以西结书十四章。
Please go on with Ezekiel chapter 14.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
以西结书十四章二十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 21.
主耶和华如此说，我将这四样的大灾，就是刀剑、饥荒、恶兽、瘟疫，降在耶路撒冷，将人与牲畜从其中剪除，岂不更重吗？这里呀，神借着先知说，有四样大灾要临到。
Through the prophet, there will...were four disasters that has been spoken about.
这四样大灾就是刀剑、饥荒、恶兽、瘟疫。
These four disasters are sword and famine and wild beasts and plague.
最后，主耶稣在启示录又讲到。
And at the end, Jesus also mentioned in Book of Revelation.
我们先把它读一读，我们再来说明哈。
I would like to first read all these passages before we explain.
启示录第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
第七节、第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
第七节。
Verse 7.
揭开第四印的时候。 我听见第四个活物说你来，我就观看，见有一匹灰色的马，骑在马上的名字叫做死，音符也随着他，有权柄赐给他们，可以用刀剑饥荒瘟疫野兽杀害地上四分之一的人。以上啊，我们读这么多的经节。
And we have read so many verses so far.
从旧约到新约。
From the Old to the New Testament.
从古代的先知一直到主耶稣所启示的这个启示录。
From the ancient prophets till the Jesus in New Testament.
都谈到末后的日子有许许多多的灾难。
They have all spoken about the signs and also disasters of the end time.
都很类似。
And they are all very similar.
这些灾难呢，我看了以后归纳起来就是两句话。
And I have a conclusion for all these disasters. There is two words for them.
一个是天灾。
One of which is a natural disaster.
一个是人祸。
The other is a human disaster.
天灾就包括地震、风灾、洪水。
Natural disaster is in reference to earthquake, hurricane, or such.
还有瘟疫。
And also a plague.
这都是天灾。
All of these are natural disaster.
至于人祸呢，就包括战争。
A human disaster inclusive of war, battle.
还有扰乱的事。
And also chaotic matters.
扰乱的事，用现在的话说，就是恐怖事件。
Chaotic matter is in reference to terrorism.
我们再参考路加福音二十一章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章第九节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 9.
这也是主耶稣的话啊。
This is also the word of Jesus.
第九节说，你们听见打仗和扰乱的事，不要惊慌，因为这些事必须先有，只是末期不能立时就到。主耶稣在这里除了打仗之外，还加上一句扰乱的事。
Other than war, Jesus also mentioned about revolutions.
扰乱的事就是人祸。
Revolutions are of human disaster.
就是自杀攻击啦。
That is a suicidal attack.
或者是劫机啦。
Or even hijacking a flight.
掳人的赎啦。
Or even kidnapping.
这些都是扰乱的事。
All of these are revolutions.
那我们再想想最近这几年来。
And when we think about these past few years.
这个世界是不是在这两样的多灾多难的时代呢？
And have we found this world has been entered into this kind of disaster?
我们先说天灾。
And first of all, we would like to mention about natural disaster.
最恐怖的就是地震。
And the most dreadful of all is probably earthquake.
上个礼拜日本发生了 8.5 的大地震。
And last week, Japan just had an 8.5 Richter scale of earthquake.
好在是发生在海中。
And it's fortunate that it happened in the middle of the ocean.
地层相当的深。
And then the earth layers were quite deep down in the sea.
那个报道说啊，这个八级以上的地震等于1000颗的原子弹的威力。
And I heard that the 8.0 Richter scale of earthquake is equivalent to 1,000 nuclear bombs.
我们都知道原子弹很厉害。
Excuse me, 1,000 nuclear atomic bombs.
日本的长崎、广岛都吃下一颗。
And we know that how Hiroshima and also another place in Japan that has suffered from atomic bombing.
那个八点五级的地震，如果再浅一点。再靠近陆地一点啊，简直是1000颗的原子弹呢、投下来。
And if the earthquake were to happen closer to the land, or even nearer to the sea, then it will cause disaster more severe than 1,000 atomic bombs.
所以我觉得所有的天灾里面，地震最可怕。
And my feeling is earthquake is the most dreadful of all natural disasters.
4年前台湾经历了921的大地震。
And 4 years ago, Taiwan also had a great earthquake on September 21st.
马路断掉了。
And you could see that freeways they broke in half.
有的断成两截。
Some of those has broke into half.
有的是整条马路断成一半。
And some of the streets has also broke into half.
高楼大厦是倾斜。
And you saw many of the tall high-rise building has fallen aside.
有的东歪, 有的西倒,
they just fall apart.
有的向前倒,
some even fall to the front.
有的向后倒,
some fall to the back.
有的就当地坐下来,
some even collapse to the ground.
有一个姐妹啊, 她们是两层楼,
and there was a sister who lived in a,
两层楼的建筑,
对,
lived in a two-story building.
大地震的时候,
and when an earthquake happened,
她的两层楼啊, 就这样蹲下来, 变成一层,
and suddenly she realized that the entire building was sinking and there was only one story left.
等到地震结束, 她要赶快下楼逃命,
and after the earthquake stopped, so she quickly wanted to go out.
竟然啊, 找不到楼梯,
she couldn't find a stairwell.
因为那个两层楼已经
坐下来了。Because the entire building has already collapsed.
他看了大马路就在他的二楼的窗户。And
suddenly realized that the street is just on her level.
很可怕。It's
dreadful.
我的媳妇啊, 住在14层楼。And
my daughter-in-law lived on a 14-story building.
大地震的时候。And
when an earthquake happened,
她抱着小孩子要出来。
And she was holding on to her baby and wanted to escape.
没有办法站立,
she couldn't stand firm.
孩子都抛掉了,
and even the baby were dropped off.
好几次要爬起来,
and many times she tried to get up from the ground.
还是爬不起来,
she couldn't.
就用爬的,
then she crawled on the ground.
潜意识里面呢, 她以为耶稣来了,
and subconsciously she thought that Jesus has come.
没有经历过这种大地震的人呢, 真的不知道大地震的可怕。
You never know if you how dreadful it is if you've never been to such a great earthquake.
水坝也断了。
And even the dam has already broken.
很多灾民, 很多死伤。
And there are many people who suffer in many ways.
天灾。
And this is the natural disaster.
从旧约到新约,
from Old to the New Testament.
所有的灾难, 都有地震这两个字。
And all of these disasters that has been described included earthquake.
最近这一两年来,
and also in the past 2 years,
地震啊, 真的是太多了。
And you have seen many earthquakes everywhere.
任何人经历过大地震以后,
any one of you who have experienced the earthquake,
一说到地震, 都心中怕怕。
And you will be frightened when it comes again.
有一个教会啊,
and there was a church.
本来晚间聚会, 寥寥无几,
and because in the evening service, you don't find many attendants.
都是10个以下,
usually it's below 10.
当地震以后,
after the earthquake,
每天晚上啊, 聚会都客满,
and you could see that it's full house of members in the church.
那个传道人呢, 很高兴,
and the preacher was very glad.
起先呢, 他想不通, 为什么这几天呢, 人数这么多,
at the beginning, he was surprised to see so many people in the evening service.
啊, 后来才晓得, 原来是地震啊, 把他们都震出来了。
And then he realized, oh, it must be the earthquake that forced them out here.
所以啊, 他开玩笑说啊, 啊, 是不是能够两三天的个地震啊, 都天天都客满。
And he was jokingly stating that if we were to have earthquake every other day, then perhaps we'll always have full house of members in the church.
但是啊, 活在地震中的人呢, 啊, 一直有阴影存在。
But for those people who live in the area of earthquake, they will always have nightmare.
再看风灾,
let's look at hurricane,
洪水,
and also flood,
今年的热浪,
and also heat wave,
也热死不少人,
and the heat wave has taken many lives away.
我到欧洲去啊, 也好几趟了,
and I've been to Europe a couple of times.
车子, 汽车, 没有冷气,
and the cars that I was in has no air conditioning.
因为天气很凉快,
Because the weather was quite cold.
我说要开冷气, 他说不必, 窗户打开就很凉了。
I wanted to turn on the air conditioning, but somebody told me that why don't we just wind down the window, it's cool enough outside.
但是今年啊, 这个热浪啊, 真是吓人。
But this year, this heat wave was a dreadful one.
报上记载, 法国因为太热了, 死了1万多人。
And the newspaper in France that reported that there was more than 10,000 people died from the heat wave.
大家都感觉到今年特别热。
And everybody felt that this is a particularly hot year.
你说明年不会热吗?
And are we saying that next year it will be even hotter?
这也是天灾之一。
All of these are one of the natural disasters.
还有瘟疫。
And also plague.
刚刚过去的这个 SARS。
And we have just experienced the SARS disaster.
中国大陆,
and the mainland China.
香港,
Hong Kong.
新加坡,
and also Singapore.
台湾,
and also Taiwan.
我们的加拿大,
and also in Canada.
都已经经历过它的可怕了,
these countries has experienced the dreadfulness of SARS.
报章在预测啊, 今年入冬以后可能再来,
and there are people who predicting that SARS will make a comeback again end of the year.
所以啊, 经历过的国家都严阵以待。
And for those countries who experience SARS, they are frightened and ready to guard.
世纪的疾病, 艾滋病,
and also AIDS.
都在非洲其他各地流行。
And AIDS has been spreading all over the place of Africa.
天灾哈, 这个灾难是越来越多。
And also there are so many other natural disasters happening everywhere.
越来越可怕。
And there are more and more dreadful.
还有就是人祸。
And also human disasters.
人祸就是战争。
Human disasters, I'm referring to wars.
最近这几年最有名的战争就是伊拉克。
The most famous war recently is the war in Iraq.
90年一次。
And that's, it happened in 1990.
今年有一次,
and this year it occurred again.
你看那些伊拉克的国家,
if you look at the Iraqi nation,
这个古巴比伦啊,
and also the which is the old Babylon,
非常名贵的珍藏啊, 都被炸坏了。
There are many treasures they had was destroyed in the war.
人啊, 一谈到战争, 啊, 都脸上都失色。
And when human face war, there's no joy on your face.
很多的孤儿寡妇,
and there are many orphans and also widows.
他们无家可归,
they have no homes to go return to.
他们到处流浪, 流离失所,
and they drift everywhere.
这是人祸造成的。
This is the cause of human disaster.
将来这个战争啊, 要扩大到全世界。
In the future, the battle will extend to everywhere in the world.
任何人都不能幸免。
No one single person can be exempted.
再加上啊, 最新式的武器都用上了。
And many nations will use their most advanced weapons,
什么核子弹,
such as the nuclear bomb,
种种更可怕的武器都发明了。
And there are many other dreadful weapons that have been developed.
这是人祸。
And all these are human disasters.
人自己惹出来的战争。
These are the cause and also the knack of human.
还有加上我们刚刚看的路加21章的第9节, 扰乱的事。
And then we have also read Luke chapter 21 verse 9 about revolutions.
2年前的911, 美国双子星大楼被炸。
And also 2 years ago, the Twin Tower in New York has been taken down on September 11.
以后啊, 印尼的巴厘岛, 雅加达, 常常有自杀攻击事件。
And also the island of Bali in Indonesia has experienced terrorism.
以色列跟阿拉伯。
And also in Israel,
差不多每天,
and Aaron,
每天都有自杀事件,
every day you could hear news of a societal
活在那个地方的人啊, 天天危险。
And people who live there, they have to experience all these fright.
随时都会发生啊, 丧命的事。
Anytime, any second, they can lose their life.
所以啊, 这个时代的人到底是幸福呢, 还是不幸呢?
In this time and age, we consider ourselves as fortunate people.
很难说。
It's very hard to predict.
这是个多灾多难的时代。
And this is indeed an age of all disasters.
你不管跑到哪里去,
doesn't matter where you go,
都没有绝对的平安。
There's no absolute peace.
但是有一个很平安的地方。
But I can tell you there is one peaceful place.
请看约翰福音十六章三十六节三十三节。
Please turn to John chapter 16 verse 33.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
John 16 verse 33.
主耶稣说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。”这是一个多灾多难的时代。
This is an era of disasters.
世界没有一处平安的地方。
There's no one place in the world have no disaster.
但是主耶稣安慰我们。
But Jesus consoled us.
说在世上你们有苦难。
He said, "I've told you these things so that you, in this world, you will have trouble."
但是你们可以放心。
But you must take heart.
因为你们在我里面有平安。
Because in me you may have peace.
世界的灾难很可怕。
Disasters and also calamities are dreadful.
不管你搬到哪里去。
Doesn't matter where you move to.
都会遇到天灾或者是人祸。
You will either face natural disaster or human disaster.
唯有我们保守信仰在基督里面。
The only one thing we can do is to preserve ourselves within the faith of the Lord.
那么到处都有平安。
Then you will enjoy peace everywhere you go.
你的心灵平安，你的肉体平安。
Inclusive of the peace in your mind and also peace physically.
尤其我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
Especially the brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们有一个平安的保证。
And we have this evident proof of peace.
请看启示录第九章第四节。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 9.
启示录九章第四节。
Revelation chapter 9 verse 4.
并且吩咐他们说，不可伤害地上的草和各样青物，并一切树木，唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。当吹第五号的时候
When the fifth horn has been blown,
这个第五号包括在最后一印，就是第七印。
The horn is so, together with the horn, there is also the fourth seal.
这个最后一印打开，吹第五号，有一个大灾难临到。
And when this seal comes, there will be a great disaster happening.
就是从无底坑上来的蝗虫。无底坑上来的蝗虫，第一节。
And when the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and then the skies, star had fallen from the sky to the earth, and star was given, the key to the shaft of the abyss. And verse 3.
这些无底坑上来的蝗虫要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
And out of the small locusts.Came down upon the earth and were given power like the scorpion of the earth, and they were hurt. Those people have no seal on their forehead.
这个印记就是第七章的印记。
And this seal is in reference to what is mentioned in chapter 7.
从日出之地来的那一位天使拿着神的印记。
And then the seal that has been brought by the angel.
来盖信徒的额上。
That the seal will be put on the foreheads of believers.
那就是圣灵。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
当我们领受圣灵的时候。
When we receive Holy Spirit.
就是神在你的身上盖印的。
That is, God has already put a seal on your forehead.
然后就要进入大患难。
And then, everyone will enter into calamity.
也就是开第七印。
That is the opening of the seventh seal.
所以在开第七印之前，先盖印。
Prior to the opening of seventh seal, the seal will be put on the forehead.
也就是世界的大患难降临之前，圣灵的工作。
That is prior to the calamities coming to this world, the work of Holy Spirit.
然后整个世界进入大灾难。
And then the entire world will enter into calamity.
那些有神印记的人 都得到平安.
For those who have the seal of God on their forehead will be exempted from these disasters.
所以这个世界虽然是多灾多难的时代,
even though we're living in the era of disasters,
但是我们在主里有平安,
but in Christ we have peace.
尤其我们领受圣灵做印记的人,
especially for those who have Holy Spirit as a seal,
绝对能够在基督里得到平安,
you will for sure enjoy the peace in the Lord.
啊, 这是第三点,
and that's the third point.
来我们看第四点,
let's go on to fourth point.
这里说, 这是个知识爆发的时代,
this is an age of explosion of knowledge.
请看但以理书12章第4节,
please turn to Daniel chapter 12 verse 4.
但以理书12章第4节,
Daniel chapter 4 verse 12.
但以理呀, 你要隐藏这个话, 封闭这个书, 直到末时, 必有许多人来往奔跑, 知识就必增长。 真神对但以理说,
God has told Daniel,
现在有很多话是封闭的,
that close up and seal the words of the scroll,
有许多的启示是隐藏的,
until the time of end,
可是到末后的日子,
and until the end of age,
有许多人来往奔跑, 也就是切心的研究,
many will go here and there to increase knowledge,
然后知识就增长了,
which means they will try to study on it, try to increase their knowledge.
现在就是末世了,
this is the end time.
我们看看, 周遭,
when we look around,
再看看我们教会这些青年,
then we look at our youth today,
受了最好的教育,
they have received the best education ever.
真的是一个知识爆炸的时代,
and you couldn't deny the fact that they're receiving the explosion of knowledge today.
今天中午啊, 我在看我的圣经,
and this afternoon when I was reading my Bible,
我这本圣经呢, 是1962年到现在,
and this Bible has been with me since 1962.
我用了好几本圣经,
there are many Bibles I've used.
这一本啊, 已经用了40年了,
and this very Bible that I've used for 40 years,
已经老旧了,
and it's already old.
但我舍不得换,
and I didn't want to use a new one.
不是没有钱买圣经,
it's not that I cannot afford to buy a new one.
是因为啊, 里面啊, 记了很多东西,
but rather, I have put many notes on it.
用了一本新的圣经呢, 就找不到了,
if I use a new Bible, then I can no longer find the notes I made.
那我在看我的圣经的时候,
while I was reading my Bible,
看我这个圣经后面呢, 有许许多多的图案,
and when I was looking at the back of my Bible, I could see many seals here.
每一届的学生年会所盖的,
and those are the print of the seals every spiritual student spiritual convocation I attend.
我算一算了, 已经将近100个,
and I've counted there are probably 100 of them.
我要讲的是第一个,
and what I want to say is the very first one.
不晓得你们当中啊, 年纪大一点点的, 不晓得有没有这个印哈, 就是第一届, 大专班神学研究班,
I'm not sure those who are probably over 40 years old, perhaps you will have this seal, that of the first college student spiritual convocation.
第一届的大专学生联恩会,
the very first spiritual convocation for college students.
这个设计是方舟, 加上一只鸽子, 摇着一棵橄榄树,
and it is the design of an ark, and also a dove that is holding to the branch of olive tree.
我为什么突然注意这个图呢?
And why did I, why was I, why the, I drew attention to this seal?
因为这是台湾真耶稣教会第一届的大专班学生联合会,
not only because it's the first spiritual convocation for college students in Taiwan,
日期是1972年,
and the date was 1972,
到现在已经满31年,
and until now it's 31 years apart.
第一届大专班学生联合会的时候,
and when it was at the first spiritual convocation,
我是当班负责,
and I was in charge of the class.
学生人数总共99名,
and there are altogether 99 students attended.
那些学生啊, 我一个个都可以叫出名字来,
and I can call every one of their names.
今年的大专班学生联合会,
and today spiritual convocation for college students.
你猜猜看,
and can you guess on how many people had attended?
600个人.
600 of them.
所以现在啊,
and I could say that there's no one place today can hold an event with so many people.
从2年前开始, 大专班的学生灵恩会要分两区同时举开。
And from 2 years ago, we tried for college students in two various groups.
大一, 大二,
and for those who are in freshman and sophomore will be the first class.
大三, 大四,
and those in junior and also senior years will be in another
每一班呢,
class.
差不多300个人。
And every class will consist of probably 300 attendants.
从这个数字中, 我发现一个事实,
and I was when I was looking at these numbers, then I realized something.
第一届99个大学生,
and the very first batch of it was 99 college students attended.
是来参加的人,
and they all came to attend.
到今年呢, 已经600个,
and until now, there's about 600. There are about 600 attendees.
以前呢, 教会在聚会的时候,
in the past, when we were having service,
要看大专生啊, 很难得,
it is very difficult to find a college students among members.
尤其乡下的教会, 好几个教会才一个大学生,
not even to mention church in a rural area, probably there will be only one college student among a few churches.
现在台上看下去, 大学生这么多,
and now if you look down from the podium, you can realize there are too many college students around.
几年前呢, 调纽泽西教会去,
and several years ago when I was at church in
聚会完了, 有一个弟兄说啊, 说陈长老, 今天几个博士听你讲道, 你知道吗?
And there was a brother after service told me that did you know that how many PhDs we have here sitting down there listening to your sermon?
经过他这一问啊, 我再注意看看, 我说差不多10个左右吧,
and then I looked around, then I realized there were about 10 PhDs.
他说啊, 差不多30个,
and he said, well, we have 30 PhDs here.
一个聚会, 30个博士,
and in the service, we have 30 PhDs in the church.
可能包括一个人啊, 两三个博士的,
and some of them even holds two or three PhD degrees.
这在以前啊, 想啊, 都想不到的。
In the past, we never imagined such a thing happen.
现在啊, 大家受教育这么高,
and people receive higher education.
又这么的普遍,
and it is so popular nowadays.
从这里也看出, 知识真是增长了,
then you realize there is an increase in knowledge.
所以现在许许多多的, 现代的用具啊,
and then you could see there are many instruments and tools that we use today.
都进入电脑化,
that all has been computerized.
飞机武器也是电脑控制,
and even planes and also weapons that is controlled by computers.
最近呢, 在看一本战争的书,
and I was reading this book on war recently.
那个核子武器已经到第三代了,
and the nuclear warhead has been developed into a third generation.
已经不能再强了,
and the power is so great that you can no longer surpass.
现在的核子武器已经够大够强了,
and now the nuclear weapon is so destructive.
所以这些核子国家都知道不能随便用上去,
and all these nations who have nuclear weapons knew better that that can never be used.
所以才有核子武器的禁止的条约,
and therefore there is sanctions on the use of nuclear weapons.
那现在所发明的武器啊,
and also the weapons that has been developed,
不是我怎么样去攻打你,
it's not how the way that I attack you.
因为你的武器一声空,
but rather when your missile was launched,
我的几秒钟, 几十秒, 我就可以升空去拦截你了,
then within seconds I'll launch another missile just to destroy you.
所以如果你打出核子武器,
so if you were to launch a nuclear warhead,
我的拦截的武器比你更快,
then we will have even a faster a missile to destroy you.
就你刚升空的时候啊, 就让你啊, 掉落在你本国,
you'll probably happen right before you launch, even on top of your territory.
在途中爆炸,
or even it will be crash and exploded in the halfway.
不会落到我的国家来。
You will never follow my territory.
或者是我打出一个武器, 让你的核子武器眼瞎了。 And
also maybe I can use another missile just to misguide your
所以啊,
nuclear warhead.
现在的发明不是让它更厉害, 是发明怎么样去拦截你。
Now we are not talking about the destructiveness of the weapons now, rather how to destroy the weapons.
可是难道人的知识就是用在这些害人的武器上面吗?
But are the human knowledge and also wisdom used in the development of weapons only?
如果主耶稣也让我们受高等的教育,
therefore, if Jesus allow us to receive higher education,
千万不要用这个智慧来犯罪。
Bear in mind, never commit sin with your knowledge.
更不可以因为你有智慧而自高自大。
And you should never be arrogant just because you are highly educated.
圣经说啊, 智慧有三种。
The Bible said that wisdom can be divided into three kinds.
请看箴言第三章19节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19.
箴言3章19节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19.
耶和华以智慧立地，以聪明定天，以知识使深渊裂开。这里讲到智慧、聪明、知识。It
says here the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge.
我们常常说智慧是先天来的。We
always say that wisdom come naturally.
聪明是后天学的。
And then understanding is something that you learn after you're born.
而知识是经验得来的。
And knowledge is acquired from your experience.
有些人天资聪明。
And some people who are wise when they're
born. 后天不努力, 所以不聪明。
But because they don't work hard after they're born, therefore they have no understanding.
有些人虽然没有进大学, 没有受过高深的教育。
And some people may not have attended college in their lifetime.
他经验的丰富, 知识就多了。But
they have so much experience that increase a lot of their knowledge.
那假如一个人天资聪明, 后天又努力学习, 再加上丰富的经验, 这个人是不得了了。And
if a person who's wise, who's wise at birth, and also gain a lot of understanding through learning, and also have a lot of knowledge from gaining experience.
那现在我们也可以对照看看, 你是有智慧呢? 还是聪明呢? 还是知识呢?
Then he will be a very wise person, clever person. But now you can look at yourself, if you're a wise person, or a person with understanding, or a person who's knowledgeable.
你有哪一种?
Doesn't matter what you have here.
这都是神给你的。
All these are granted by God.
所以啊, 求学是为了主耶稣。
And you must know that you learn because of Jesus Christ.
我在想以前呢, 我们教会的大学生不是很多。
In the past, I knew that there were only few college students around.
现在在几十倍的成长。
Now you could say the numbers of college students is probably tenfold of what we had in the past.
那么我们教会的圣工有没有更发展呢?
But are we seeing the church work grows in a tenfold?
大家有没有将所学的用在我们的圣工上面呢?
Are we using all these knowledge that we gain from education and use them in our ministry.
今年呢, 台湾的神学院招生三个。
And this year, the theological school doing enrollment, and there were only three people who enrolled.
三个可以开班。
And we can open up a class as long as there are.
因为神学院规定呢, 没有超过三个不能开班。
The theological school in Taiwan has a requirement of three person who, as long as there are three students, then we can open a class.
今年呢, 刚好三个。
And this year, we're lucky to have three.
但是啊, 不是很高兴。
But I'm not very happy.
因为啊, 都不是大专生。
Because all of these people are not college students.
勉强说是高中或者是大专。
Well, perhaps they're just high school graduates or probably two-year college students.
所以有人就在批评呢?
And there are people who are questioning.
我们的传道水准是不是越来越低呢?
People are questioning that are the standards of pastors dwindling.
所以啊, 我上两个礼拜在台北讲, 我说如果你要这样批评, 哦, 你们这些大学生啊, 先去祷告看看。
And then I say to those college students in Taipei, if that is what you feel, then you should pray.
这些批评的呢, 没有资格批评的。
For those who complain, they are in no position to
你们正受这么好的教育, 你不现身, 你叫谁现身?
All of you receive such a great higher education. If you don't become a pastor, who will?
所以主耶稣有机会让我们求学。
And when Jesus gave us the opportunity to receive higher education,
你应该立志啊, 多为主工作。
You must determine to work for the Lord more.
当然了, 包括是现身当传道也在列。
Of course, working as a pastor is also included.
记得有一位长老,
and I remember this one elder.
他在第一届大专班的时候,
when he was in this first spiritual convocation for college students,
他跟我说,
and he said to me,
你今天呢, 向全体大学生宣布,
today, you must tell all college students here,
如果你们要到国外留学, 经济有困难,
if you want to study abroad and you have some financial difficulties,
我要帮助他们去完成学业,
I will help you to complete what you want to pursue.
我说长老啊, 那你有什么条件没有?
And then I asked the elder, do you have any requirement on them?
他说有,
he said, of course, he or she has to work for the Lord more.
我说长老,
and I questioned him that what do you mean by work for the Lord more?
就是说学成之后要在当地协助圣工, 很热心的协助圣工。
Which means to say that he or she will assist in the local church work as much as he or she could.
后来啊, 有几位接受他的奖学金。
And then later on there are a few who accepted his scholarship.
其中有两位现在在美国。
And two of them now is in the United States.
我每年每次 听到他，我就会留意到底有没有在做圣工。
And every year when I was there, I am very attentive of what he's doing there.
最近呢, 我就听到其中领奖学金的一个弟兄啊，根本不去教会。
And now recently I heard that this one of them stopped going to church at all.
刚好啊, 我们的空中少爷啊, 这个陈弟兄, 要到美国去。
And there was a brother who is air steward who flew to U.S.
我就托他说你见到某某人, 就提我的名问他好。
And then I asked him that if you see this one brother, please greet him on behalf of me.
他说要讲什么话吗?
And he asked me, what do you want to say to him?
我说讲一句话就好了。
And I say, just say this one thing.
我说你就问他, 你还记得郭长老的话吗?
Ask him if he still remember what Elder Kuo has told him.
很巧啊, 这位弟兄跑到美国去,
and it was miraculous enough that he saw this brother when he was there.
他就把我这一句话带给他,
and then he asked him this very question.
然后弟兄回来了,
and then this brother came back to
他跟我讲啊,
Taiwan.
回来台湾,
came back to Taiwan.
那个弟兄给我讲说, 诶, 你那句话很有功效耶, 他马上到教会去。
And I told he told me that, well, you know, the question that you asked me to ask was indeed so effective that after I asked him, he started coming to church.
他忘记了, 他领受奖学金那个条件。
He already forgot the very agreement in the beginning when he took the scholarship.
其实啊, 当时那位长老哦, 没有说你要当传道, 没有, 只有说你在当地服事教会, 要热心爱主, 只有这个条件而已。
In fact, the elder at that time did not require them to be a minister, but rather to ask them to work for the church more.
可是他连这一点都办不到。
But he couldn't even do that.
所以真的有愧主恩。
Then he is falling short of the grace of God.
我在讲我们今天的这些年轻人这么多。
Today, I'm seeing so many youth here.
我们受这么好的教育。
We have received good education.
你有没有准备啊, 要为主献上?
Are you prepared to sacrifice yourself for the Lord?
如果你没有这种心智的话,
if you don't have this kind of determination,
那你求学求这么多干什么?
Then what is the use of you learning so much?
摩西在埃及求学40年。
Moses has been educated in Egypt for 40 years.
最后在用在以色列民的这个事工上面。
At the end, he used all of his knowledge and wisdom on serving the Israelites.
最近呢, 我在比较两个使徒,
recently, I've been comparing two disciples.
一个是保罗,
one of who is Paul,
彼得,
and one of whom is Peter.
不可否认,
both of them are great apostles.
但是你想想看, 保罗的影响力比彼得更大。
But you realize that the influence of Paul is far greater than that of Peter.
为什么呢?
Why was that?
因为保罗更有学问。
Because Paul was a more educated person.
所以今天呢, 我们不否认有学问的人。
Today, we don't deny that for those people who have good
education. 我们也为他们呢, 高兴, 感谢主。
We're happy for them, and also the Lord is happy about that.
但是这些受高等教育的人, 如果不爱主, 不热心, 那是有愧主恩。
But if you have good education and you don't love the Lord, then you have defeated the purpose.
假如你不幸啊, 再被世上的小学掳去啊, 那更可怜。
And more unfortunately, some of you may be deceived by the knowledge of this world.
这是一个知识爆发的时代。
This is a generation of knowledge explosion.
你是知识分子之一。
And you are one of the learners.
你应该有决心。
You must have this determination.
主耶稣给你这个机会。
Lord has granted you this opportunity.
给你这个恩典。
And this grace that He has granted you.
你报答他多少。
How much have you repaid Him?
我们希望啊, 很多现代的年轻人,
I wish that all of these youth that I'm seeing today
都能够更投入这个救人的行业。
That we can devote ourselves in this work of salvation.
让我们的传道人水准更提高。
So that we can elevate the standards of ministers.
最后我们看第五点。
And lastly, we'd like to look at this is a generation to preach the gospel. Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1.
哥林多后书六章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1.
我们与神同工的也劝你们, 不可徒受他的恩典, 第二节。
Verse 2.
因为他说, 在悦纳的时候, 我应允了你, 在拯救的日子, 我搭救了你。 看啊, 现在正是悦纳的时候, 现在正是拯救的日子。 每个时代都要传福音。
We have to preach in all ages.
但是这个时代更是传福音的美好时代。
But this age is the best time to preach the news of salvation.
因为主耶稣来的日子近了。
Because the day Jesus comes is drawing near.
我们从明天早上开始要一起来学习启示录。
Right from tomorrow morning, we'll begin the study Revelation.
学习启示录之后，更有这种使命感。
After you learn about Revelation, then you will have this sense of determination.
因为主的日子越来越近了。
Because the days of the Lord is drawing near.
所谓主的日子越来越近，就是天地要毁灭的日子更快了。
When I say the day of the Lord is drawing near, it means that the day of destruction of this earth is coming soon.
由末世进入末期。
From the end of time till the end of day.
再进入末时，再进入末日。
So until the end of the world, until the end of day.
圣经说，好像惨难的妇人呢，阵阵吹毙。
It's like the laboring woman that is experiencing extreme pain.
所以传福音呢，更应该有要跟上这个脚步了。
And we have to keep up the steps of the world in terms of salvation.
尤其呀，现在人心虚空。
And now you realize that people who live in vanity
不是物质可以满足的。
People cannot be satisfied by material.
其实现在人呢, 物质的享受比以前呢, 好几十倍。
The material enjoyment nowadays far exceeded what we had before.
更快, 更好, 更安全。
It's faster, it's safer, it's better.
今天早上啊, 听我的真传道啊, 在讲那个设备。
And this morning, I was listening to the preacher Zheng talking about
一个开关啊。
Talking about one of the devices in the church.
可以设定, 然后可以烧饭, 可以开门, 可以开电灯, 可以开电视, 可以关电视。
And this device can control all the appliances at home.
还可以在办公室遥控。
And also you can remote control from the office.
小偷进来了, 还看到哪一个。
And you can also see trespassers.
还可以打电话叫警察在外面等他。
And it will automatically contact police to come here.
等他偷完了，出去了啊，刚好碰上警察。
And so that the burglar will probably be caught by police
when
he tries to get out.
很奇妙。
I think it's so miraculous.
以前呢，一个老执事叫阿娜执事啊，他说：“哎呀，这个电话很奇妙哦，那么远的地方跟我讲话都听得出来哎。”
And there was an elder told me long ago that this telephone is indeed amazing. How can you talk to a person through a line and yet it's so far away?
只有听到电话，他就感觉到惊奇的不得了。
And he was even amazed by the fact that he can.
我在想，我们那个阿
纳
执事如果活到现在啊。
And I believe that if this elder were to live till these days,
他一定会更惊奇的。
I think he will be even more amazed.
这个时代变化太大了。
Because there's the change in this world today has been so great.
但是科学这么进步，物质这么丰富，人心有没有更满足呢？
But when you see the technology has advanced so much, and also everything has advanced so much, are the hearts of men complacent?
所以阿摩斯书第八章说，人饥饿不是没有饼。
He says that in the book of Amos that when a person whose hunger is not because there's lack of food or water,
干渴不是没有水,
and his thirst because there's no, is not because there's no water,
乃是缺少神的话,
but rather he is lack of the words of God.
所以现在啊，真的是一个传福音的好时期。
This is a time of preaching the gospel.
我们大家要把握机会啊，向同学、同事、邻居来做见证。
Take every opportunity to testify yourself to your neighbors, to your friends and colleagues, and also classmates.
哎，我发觉呀，有些地方的布道会哦，慕道者很少。
And I realize that some of the churches they have only a few newcomers in evangelical services. But some other places they have a lot of friends and relatives.
现在哦，开布道会最多的应该就是纽西兰了。
And I think that the church that holds the most evangelical service
is
New
Zealand.
Now there are only two New Zealand churches.
一个是奥克兰,
one of them at Auckland.
一个是基督城,
the other is at Christ Church.
有时候在布道会的时候, 信徒一半, 慕道者一半。
And you find that there's probably half who are newcomers, half are members.
如果信徒啊在迟到的话, 慕道者比信徒更多。
And if some of the members were to be late for the service, then you realize that the number of newcomers is more than the members in the church.
所以他们呢，急需传道人去。
Then they are so eager to have preachers to be there.
现在啊，我们派一个传道人去，还要常常轮流再去。
Now even we try to send ministers, but we have to take turns to be there.
可是有些教会啊，懒惰传福音。
But there are some churches who are just reluctant to preach gospel. 在开布道
会的时候啊，寥寥无几。
And you realize that only a handful of people who are here for evangelical service.
甚至没有慕道者。
Or even sometimes you find no newcomers at all.
讲个笑话。有一次我开布道会的时候，再去参加联恩会布道会啊。
I'd like to share with you with a joke that once I was attending this evangelical service.
聚会完了，我问负责人呢，今天的慕道者几位啊？
After the service, I asked the church board person that how many newcomers today do you know?
因为我看都是熟人啊。
Because I realized that everyone here that I guess I know everyone.
那个负责人呢，还垫着脚啊，拼命算，哎，感谢主啊，有两位。
And this church board member was looking around and realized that there are two newcomers.
哎，我想两位也不错啊。
And I said to myself, well, I think two newcomers is good.
我问他两位在哪里，哪一位啊？哪两位啊？
Then I asked him, where are the two new members?
就比一比，说那两个报晓，那个婴孩，那两个了，明天要受洗那两个了。
And then he was pointing at the two babies that somebody's holding. That, oh, you know, those two babies will be baptized tomorrow.
那个晚上，我就拼命对那两个婴孩啊，请他信耶稣。
Then that night, I was trying to preach to the two babies.
你看呐，我们花这么多时间，这么多钱。
Don't you realize that we spend so much time and money for the event?
我们要开布道会。
Then we have this evangelical service.
到底大家有没有真正的在带领慕道者？
Then are we bringing all of our friends truly to to the Lord.
圣经说啊, 现在是拯救的日子。
The Bible says that this is the time for preaching the gospel.
现在是神悦纳的日子。
This is the time that we can please God.
我们要赶快地传福音。
We must quickly preach the gospel.
因为人心空虚。
Because human hearts are in vanity.
非常需要主耶稣的恩典。
They need the grace of God.
上个月啊, 台湾各地教会都在举开宗教教育周, 啊, 就是8月的时候。
And last month, every church in Taiwan was holding religious education meetings.
我应邀啊, 去一个教会参加。
And I was invited to this one church to attend.
那个晚上啊, 刚好在放一个影片。
And on that very night, they were playing a movie.
我一边坐着在会堂欣赏影片。
And I was looking at this short movie.
我一直在想啊,
Then I was thinking,
50年前啊,
that 50 years ago,
如果在会堂放电影啊, 那个老前辈还不气死了?
If we were to play movies in a church 50 years ago, I think the elder will be angry.
现在在会堂放电影啊,
But now you realize that people are playing movies
啊,
in a church.
进步啊, 太进步了。
And I realized that things has advanced so much.
好了，我就坐着慢慢欣赏。
Then I was sitting there looking at it.
好在那个片子还不错。
And I realized that the movie was indeed not bad.
它的题目是把爱传出去。
And the topic was to pass on love to others.
意思就是说，你这一辈子一定要把爱传给最少三个人。
It says that in your lifetime, you must at least pass on your love to three persons.
而且传给那个人呢，是最需要的。
And you must pass on to your love to this three most needed persons.
这三个人呢，还要再传三个人。
And these three persons will pass on to three more persons, which will be nine more.
三倍，三倍，三倍。
Then you'll be three times three times three.
电影的最后。
And the end of this movie.
这个把爱传给人的这个小孩子。
And this very child who spread the love to others.
前面站着几千几万的。 那个三个人,
and suddenly you realize there are thousands after thousands of these people grew from this
这个影片呢,
theory of three.
给我一个启示,
this gave me a revelation.
我们呢, 这一辈子哈, 最起码也应该救三个人。
In my lifetime, I think every one of us must try to save at least at very least, we must try to preach gospel to three persons.
那么就由你的家人做起吧。
And you should begin right from your relatives or
people who know. 也许你的全家还没有信主。
Because there are people whose family who's not in the Lord yet.
由近到远。
And you will begin from what is near to the further.
由亲到疏。
From those who know better and to those who don't know.
只要我们立定心志要做,
as long as we determine to do.
这一辈子立定传给三个人,
then if you determine that you will preach to three persons in your
我想啊,
lifetime.
福音要传遍天下, 也很快。
I think it is very simple, easy to preach till the end of the world.
最后我们看这个结语,
and lastly, I would like to read this conclusion.
第一句话说,当救自己脱离这世代。
It says here, to save ourselves from this generation.
这个是使徒行传2章40节的话。
It's recorded in Acts chapter 2, verse 40.
彼得在五旬节讲的。
Peter said in the day of Pentecost.
这个世代渐渐变坏了。
And this age has gradually become evil.
已经渐渐沉沦了。
And then it has become, fallen.
既危险又可怕。
It is perilous and also dreadful.
已经快毁灭了。
It is at the verge of destruction.
就快走到世界的末日了。
It is almost at the end of the world.
所以我们要救救自己脱离这世代。
Therefore, we must save ourselves from this generation.
但是还有一句,
But there is one more thing.
就是约翰福音第9章第4节的话,
which is said in John chapter 9, verse 4.
要趁着白日赶快为主工作。
To understand and seize every opportunity to work for God in this generation.
因为黑夜到了，就没有人能做工了。
Because when the dawn comes, there will be no one can work anymore.
什么是白日呢?
What do we mean by daytime?
就是平安的日子。
That is the time of peace.
年轻的时候。
That is the time of youth.
主未来的时候。
And that is also time when Jesus has not come yet.
什么是黑夜呢?
What do we mean by night time?
就是灾难的日子。
It's a time of disaster.
不平安的时候,
it's a time of no peace.
年纪大了,
it's a time of being aged. And also the time when Jesus comes
again.
And all those things that you want to do, you can no longer do at night time.
所以啊, 我就用这两句话做结论, 哈, 当救自己脱离这世代,
these two will be my conclusion today. It is to save ourselves from generation.
同时啊, 要认清这个时代,
and also to understand this time that we're in.
好好地把握这个时代,
to seize every opportunity in this generation.
多做主工,
work for the Lord more.
以上啊, 这是我这一篇道理啊, 跟大家互勉,
and all that I've said is a mutual encouragement to all of you.